The state of Illinois has handed out nearly $500 million in emergency rental assistance to keep families in their homes during the coronavirus pandemic. But housing advocates are concerned some low-income families aren't getting or even seeking the help they need. Sarah Mellor is Social Services Director with the Immigration Project in Normal. The Immigration Project runs an emergency funding program specifically for non-citizens. It doled out $96,000 in McLean County in the first year and $2 million statewide. Mellor tells Eric Stock there is still plenty of funding available, but it's a population not typically included in relief programs like this.
Normally, legal permanent residents have to have had that green card for 5 years in order to qualify for government assistance. And then people who are not legal permanent residents, maybe they're visa holders or maybe they don't have a social security number, they can't access government help generally. So we have funds specifically to help non-citizens be able to stay in their home.
And what funding does Immigration Project have available?
So our funds come through the Illinois Department of Human Services is our primary program right now. And we can pay up to $15,000 in back rent or utilities for people who are affected by COVID, for low-income families who are affected by COVID.
So what has the last month or two been like at your office? Has it picked up in October now that eviction proceedings have resumed?
Yes. So the last month or two has been very busy with people seeking our rent and utility assistance. Immigration Project is also helping with a program that's called CBRAP, which is Court-Based Rental Assistance Program. And normally, most of our programs are here to serve the non-citizens, but CBRAP is actually something we're doing. We're able to help everyone apply for this assistance if they are in eviction proceedings already. So if they have a summons to eviction court, we're able to assist with that. And you would think we've kind of been expecting this eviction crisis since the end of the moratorium, but actually it really hasn't approached crisis level yet. And we're hoping it doesn't. because of all these assistance programs, or maybe because the moratorium just ended and a lot of landlords are still trying to work with their tenants to be able to keep them in their home and recover those months of back rent. Because eviction in many cases means that although there may be a judgment against the tenant who's evicted, many times it means that the landlord is actually going to forfeit some of the rent payments that they might never be able to collect that back rent. So although we've been expecting this wave of evictions, it really hasn't hit yet. We are at the courthouse doing the CBRAP applications. And last week, there were 9 cases on the docket at the McLean County Courthouse that there was a judgment for eviction because none of them showed up. So there were 9 no-shows, 9 failure to pay rent eviction cases on the docket, and none of them showed. And so that's why they were evicted.
Why do you think some have been reluctant? Are they not aware of the program, or are they too proud to ask? Is it a fear of getting into the system?
It could be all of that. As far as from our point of view for immigration, we know that ICE, which is Immigration and Customs Enforcement, has previously executed actions. They've caught and detained people at courthouses because they know the person's going to show up. But actually, that might be something people don't realize is that court can be by Zoom now. We've seen at the McLean County Courthouse during our CBRAP experience over the last few weeks that many of the cases, the many of the people appear by Zoom. So the judge has his computer there and he talks to people on Zoom. Also, I think in some cases, the landlord-tenant relationship has kind of degraded over the course of the pandemic. And so maybe people are allowing themselves to be evicted or I don't think it's maybe pride, but some of the relationship components, the stress that the pandemic's put on everyone with the failure to be able to pay.
Have there been instances where ICE has been at the McLean County Courthouse to detain those who are in the eviction court?
I inquired about that myself, and the folks at the courthouse said that it has not happened in their experience. So Although it may have happened in other courthouses, even in Illinois, McLean County, it has not happened yet.
Is that a realistic concern, do you think?
I don't think that non-citizens need to fear to go to their eviction court hearing, especially if they've applied for assistance. It's a great opportunity for them to be able to advocate for themselves in front of the judge and tell, you know, if they've applied for assistance, he'll generally grant a extension for the landlord and the tenant to be able to wait for the assistance that they've applied for.
That was Sarah Meller from the Immigration Project with Eric Stock. Meller says assistance for non-citizens has generally come quicker than for those from the general population because there haven't been nearly as many applications to process. She says the pace of funding through the court-based rental assistance program appears to have picked up because the state doesn't want processing delays to tie up the courts.